two summoning songs.
And I'll just start with a personal anecdote because it still means so much to me. I was spending learning time in Israel in 1969-70, and one of the ways in which I connected to Israel was through the music of the Jewish people, through Israeli songs, through its Hebrew, through the melodies, through the imprint, as my husband said, about on our neshamot. And these songs are actually in reverse historical order, but I'm going to present them in the order in which they're going to appear on the screen, and I'll explain further. I just wanted to say that when I came home that year, my friends and I reunited in my mother's house, and I remember my mother sitting down on the floor with us as we were singing and crying about the songs of Yerushalayim that we had learned, and we had hoped, you know, to be there at some point, and some did. And some didn't. So the first song is Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. You were explained before how it was written in May of 1967, and the first three verses were famous. And then, after the Six-Day War in June, Naomi Shemer quickly composed the fourth verse, which reversed the sentiments of the second verse. So I'll just go through it and explain. The first verse is talking just really about the beauty and the distinctive aroma of Yerushalayim. Avir harim tzalul kayayin, the air and the mezik havir of the mountains of Yerushalayim is clear like wine, and the aroma of the pine trees is lifted in the evening sun with the message, what?
Evening wind.
I'm sorry, in the evening wind, right? With the voice of bells. And then the city that sits alone with a wall inside her heart is captive in her dream, like sleeping trees and stones. And then finally the chorus comes, Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, Jerusalem of gold, v'shel nechoshet v'shel or, of copper and of light. For all of your songs, I am the harp, the kinor of King David, or perhaps the fiddle of King David. Yerushalayim shel zahav v'shel nechoshet v'shel or, halo l'chol shirayich ani kinor. I am the musical instrument that sings all your beautiful songs. And here is the original second verse. How could the Barot Mayim, the cisterns of water, have dried up? The center of the city, of the shuk, of the marketplace, is empty, and no one comes to Har HaBayit in the old city. And in the caves that are in the rocks, what is there but winds that are kind of wailing? And there's no one who goes down to Yam HaMelech through the path or the road toward Yericho, because Yericho is not in our hands. But it's still Yerushalayim Shel Zahav V'Shel Nechoshet V'Shel Or Halo L'Chol Shirayich Ani Kinor. And Naomi Shemer closed her beautiful poem with the words, but when I come today to sing to you and to tie crowns around you, and that's an allusion to the Yerushalayim Shel Zahav and the Talmud that Rabbi Akiva made for his wife. Katonti mitzir banayach, I am smaller than any of the young sons of Jerusalem, and I am smaller than the last of the poets. Because your name, Yerushalayim, shmeich tzorech hasvatayim, your name burns my lips like the kiss of a snake or an angel. Im eshkachech Yerushalayim, if I should forget thee, Jerusalem, asher kula zahav, that is completely a city of gold. And finally, the chorus continues, and then the last paragraph that Naomi Shemer composed after the Six-Day War, and it echoes the sounds. Instead of Eicha, you know, which is the mourning lament of Israel, as in Megillat Eicha, we say Chazarnu el Baruch Hamayim, we've returned to those pits of water. We've returned to the marketplace and to the center of the city, to the square. And instead of wind wailing, we have shofar korei. The shofar is blowing on Har HaBayit in the city, in the old city. And finally, she says, "Vamarot Hasher Basela." Instead of the wailing again, we have Alfeish Mashot. Thousands of suns are burning and are shining. And instead of not going down to Yam HaMelech, Nashuv Nered, we're going to go down again to Yam HaMelech via the Derech of Yericho. And finally, the chorus of Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, this beautiful city of gold. The second song was written a little bit after that, after we returned to the Kotel HaMa'aravi, after the war. And of course, you know, anyone who's seen the pictures of the Kotel of the Six-Day War knows that there was just a tiny plaza. Houses were almost all the way up there, and very few people. And of course, after that, the houses were all torn down, and the plaza was enlarged, and people could come and daven, and the tekasim, the ceremonies for the IDF take place there, and so on. In this song, you see four vignettes that of people who are coming to the Kotel, and each of them has a story of his or her own. And then the chorus is very beautiful. I won't repeat the chorus each time until the end, but I'll just talk a little bit about each of the vignettes. So the first one is about a young girl who's standing near the Kotel, and she's described, you know, her physical description, her lips, her chin, her proximity to the Kotel. And what does she say to, I guess the poet is reporting what she says. And she says, "Tiyot hashofar chazakot hein." The blows of the shofar are powerful, but silence is even more powerful than that. And she continues, "Tzion, Zion, Har HaBayit, the Temple Mount." And she whispers to me, "Hagmo v'haschut." She whispers, "What a reward, what a merit, what an honor we have to be able to be here." And what is reflected or shining on her forehead that day between Bein HaRabayim at dusk is Argaman Shamachut. She looks positively royal. She's wearing a purple of kingship because every Jewish girl is Kol Kvoda Bat Melech, daughter of the king, Pnima. And the chorus, I'll do it once now. Hakotel, the wall, it is azov, hyssop, the kind of grass that grows out of the wall, that's seven. But it is still sad because of all the blood that was spilt in order to earn it. Hakotel oferet vadam, the kotel is also lead, which refers to bullets, and dam, blood. The bullets that spilled the blood of the fighters who tried to liberate it. Yesh anashim im lev shel aven. There are people who have hearts of stone, but there are stones, rather, who have hearts of man. And that is a very powerful concept, I think. The second paragraph vignette is about a tzanchan paratrooper who stands before the kotel. He is the only one from his machlaka, from his division, that seems to remain. And he says to the poet, "Death doesn't have an image, but it has a diameter. Its diameter is 9 millimeters. And that also refers to a bullet. And he says, he continues to speak to the poet, and he says, "I'm not crying. I'm not spilling my tears, domeya like dma'ot." And Vishava Hashpil Mabatim, and he continues to look down, but he says, "I want to tell you something. Sabashali, my grandfather, God knows, he is buried here on Har HaZeitim. And now, for the first time in 19 years, I'm able to go visit my grandfather's grave on Har HaZeitim." Hakotel, the chorus continues. This third paragraph, I think, is particularly moving to me, you know, as a mother and as a mother who knows mothers who have lost their sons. Amda b'shchorim hakotel, imo shel achad min achir. One of the mothers of the infantry men is standing in black near the kotel. And she says to the poet, "The eyes of my young man are burning here, and not the candles that are in the wall. They used to burn candles near the wall, but she says it's not the candles. What I see when I see the candles are the beautiful eyes of my son. And she says, Einani Roshemet, I am not writing down a kvittel to put or to hide inside the kotel's cracks, because what I gave to the kotel just last night is gadol mimilim u'michtav, is much greater than words or writing can ever express, because clearly her son fell for the kotel, and she sees his eyes in the candles that are at the kotel. And finally, this is a much less famous paragraph. Usually the song ends right there. But it says here that who stands among us, among the kotel? Harav Hayashish b'tfilah, an elderly rabbi, and he's praying, he's davening. And he says to me, the poet, Ashrei shezachinu kulanu, how fortunate we are, all of us, that we merited getting the kotel back. Vishav, but he stops and he returns and he remembers, lo kulam, not everybody, because of course so many fell for the kotel. Amad b'dim'ah minatzmetzet, and he stands with a tear that is shining in his eye. One, Yachid, ben asrot turaim, he's one among all of these young soldiers, privates, trainees, enlisted men, and he says, mitachat lakaki, that's the khaki of their clothing, of their uniforms, be'etzem kulchem, kohanim u'leviim. He says, you're not just soldiers. You're all the kohanim and the leviim who serve in the mikdash because you liberated this kotel. And the song concludes, of course, with the beautiful chorus that there are men with hearts of stones, but there are stones with hearts of men. And finally, as I said, historically, this is a song I learned in fourth grade when I was in Shulamit school, which also gave us a huge Zionist background. And it was before we had the kotel back, for sure. And it was written from Har HaTzofim. It might have even been written before the War for Independence, because you couldn't stand on the Har HaTzofim between the War for Independence and the War of 67, the Six-Day War. But the poet is saying, Eshtachaveh lach apayim, from the top of Har HaTzofim, I will bow down to you, Yerushalayim. From the top of Har HaTzofim, Shalom lach, Yerushalayim. Welcome, it's beautiful. For thousands of generations, I dreamt about you, to see, to merit the light of your face, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, ha'iri panayich levnech, shine your face to your sons, to your children. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, mechar rotayich evnech, I will rebuild you from your ruins. And of course, that is what happened. I know we were in Israel together in 72, and my husband went to Yeshivat HaKotel, and he explored the ruins of the old city and the rebuilding that was beginning to take place at that time. It was very special. Eshtachavelach apayim again. That's the chorus also. But then he continues, Be'alfei beruchot heyi berucha Yerushalayim, you should be blessed with thousands of blessings. Mikdash, you are the seat of our mikdash. You are the seat of our king, our melech. Ir melucha, the city of royalty. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Ani lo azuz mipo, I am not leaving you ever. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Yavo HaMashiach, Yavo, you please come and redeem us. As I said, these are just very moving songs, and there are probably hundreds of others. And if you take an interest in Israeli music, I urge you to listen and learn the words and learn the feelings. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.